The Steve Gruber Show. And yes, he does think he's smarter than his boss. Here's Steve.
Wait a second, Bob. Wait. Come back in here. I am the boss. What is he talking about? Friday, the 24th of May. Good to have you here as we embark on a Memorial Day weekend. I want to make sure that you go out and find a way to at least say thank you to those that paid the ultimate price. To those that gave it all, I want you to make sure you say thank you somewhere along the lines. Coming up here in a few minutes on the program, we're going to have a conversation about a group of people here in Michigan giving back to our veterans. Helmets to Hard Hats, a program for the veterans. We'll talk about that coming up. But first, I've got a chance to get it with Steve Doolin. No fooling, it's Doolin because it's Friday. Steve Doolin, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve Gruber.
How are you doing, my friend?
Not bad. You?
I'm responding well to the beatings. Actually, I'm not responding well to the beatings. Who am I lying to? I can barely walk. I'm not kidding you, Doolin. I was at the gym yesterday, right? And I'm working out and feeling good. And you know, my resting heart rate's 57. Blood pressure's great. And I work out with my guy. And I go in the locker room. I'm talking to a guy. And I turn to leave. And I trip over a bench that, you know, that you put your sit down and put your shoes on. And I have totally ripped up my left knee. I can barely walk. I've totally hyperextended, ripped up my knee, and, you know, here I am thinking, I'm doing the right thing. I should have just stayed home and, you know, drank a few beers and smoked left-handed cigarettes. I'd have been better off.
The knees are the first to go.
Good Lord. I mean, and Ivy's like, how did you do that? I'm like, I turned and I didn't see, and I hit my right knee, so I smashed that and lost my balance, went to try to get, I just didn't land, I didn't stick the landing, is what it came down to, Doolin. I didn't stick the landing.
Something like that, or you sleep funny and wake up sore.
Yeah, well, this one's, you know, I called my trainer. I said, you're going to have to fix this for the next 6 months, I think. Anyhow, as we head out on Memorial Day weekend, Doolin, what are you doing? Obviously, you have a family. You have young children. What do you do to instill in them America is still the greatest place on earth?
Well, we talk about it. You know, the oldest is going to be 5 here soon, and we talk about it. And she knows that she lives in the United States of America and that she's extremely lucky to live here, and that, you know, both of her great-grandfathers on my side fought in World War II, and she's starting to get a sense of the fact that that was the beginning of the future for not just our country and the world, but our family.
When you look at what's going on at, you know, between Donald Trump and Nancy Pelosi, you know, we need an intervention with the president. And he says, you know, she's nuts and all these things are going on. Doesn't it become a little bit more difficult to say, kids, you know, here we are, we have the greatest country in the world, except we have these, a clown car full of people running the place on occasion. It is a little disheartening, isn't it?
Well, it can be, but, you know, we've survived our fools in the past. So history provides hope for the future. The system that was designed by the founders, the only nation ever deliberately founded on a good idea, has survived even a civil war, and likely will survive in the future. And, you know, the latest ray of hope in the world is some declassification that was announced last night.
You know, that was kind of a surprise to me, but I was glad to hear it because, and you know, of course, you've got Adam Schiff coming right back. Oh my gosh, he's weaponizing the intel agencies. No, he's taking back the curtain. Whatever's been done has already been done, right? I mean, it's not weaponizing anything. Whatever they did, they already did, correct?
Well, I think I've heard you say before, whatever they say, meaning Schiff and his ilk, is what they've done or they're doing. And declassifying some documents from a few years ago is really just revealing the weaponization that occurred.
Well, exactly right. The point being is, where did that investigation start? What was the genesis of that investigation? And by the president saying to the attorney general, hey, release whatever you want, put it out there. I think people like James Comey could find themselves in legal jeopardy. I think there's no question about it. But John Brennan might find himself in legal jeopardy. It depends on who you talk to. James Clapper, James Comey, and John Brennan are all somewhere in that little mix of inside the beltway, you know, swamp politics. And I don't know who's more in jeopardy, whether it's James Comey or John Brennan, but both seem to have put themselves in the crosshairs a bit. Do you think that's fair to say?
Well, I love how they're all pointing the finger at one another. You know, and I've experienced this on a micro level with some of my cases during my law practice. When you have multiple defendants, it's always extremely helpful to the plaintiff when the defendants start pointing the finger at each other and blaming each other. They kind of do all your work for you.
No question. The circular firing squad, always entertaining. We need to get more popcorn for that. Let me ask you something about these court cases, though. I know that two banks handed over a bunch of material to the House investigators following subpoenas, TD Bank and another, gave over all of this information about the president's financial information. How far back? I mean, I get that there's three co-equal branches of government, but we're talking about records from 2010, 2011. How far back do people get to go? And if they can go back, you know, as far as they want, why would anyone run for public office?
Well, I'm not really sure how far back they can go. Somewhere there's a statute that controls that. Nobody's paid me to look it up, so I don't know the exact number.
How much you need?
But Congress has a broader latitude than, say, a civil plaintiff who's operating under some kind of statute of limitations would. I don't know that there's any statute of limitations for Congress. If there is, I'm not aware of it. I just don't know.
Yeah, fair enough.
But, you know, why would anyone run for office? Well, there are folks who don't have anything to be ashamed of. I've met some of them.
I suppose.
Or at least they claim not to have anything to be ashamed of.
But if you're a business owner and you've been in business for any number of years, I mean, and you give people that have never made much money or had a company or, you know, worked for themselves, they can rifle through that and make whatever they want, trust me. They can make anybody. Show me the man, I'll show you the crime. That's what the leftists say. At any rate, Doolin, I appreciate you being here as always. I hope you enjoy the weekend with the family, and we will talk again soon.
Thanks, Steve.
There you have it. Steve Doolin, everybody. No fooling, it's Doolin on a Friday. And like I promised you here a moment ago, going forward, we're going to talk about a very special program for veterans. Helmets to hard hats. It's coming up in just a moment right here on the Steve Gruber Show. It's the 24th of May. It's a Friday. Quick break. We'll be right back.